Today, for our Monday Focus on Technology, we're going to start with a look at the hype about the new phone from Apple. The iPhone goes on sale at the end of next week, and the anticipation has already sent Apple's stock soaring, as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Apple co-founder and CEO Steve Jobs is rarely one for understatement. And at the Macworld conference earlier this year, he told the adoring audience that Apple had three revolutionary products: an iPod, a phone, and an internet communicator.
Are you getting it? These are not three separate devices. This is one device, and we are calling it iPhone.
The company said it planned to sell 10 million of them by the end of next year. While that represents just 1% of the worldwide cell phone market, it could mean a 10% increase in Apple's earnings this year. There are challenges, of course. The iPhone is pricey, $500 or $600 depending on the model. And because of an exclusive deal, only AT&T mobile customers will be able to get it. Another thing, the AT&T network itself may be too slow for many of the cool features to run properly. And Michael Gartenberg of Jupiter Research says, with expectations so high, Apple has to deliver. There's another challenge, he says, competition from other vendors.
So expect to hear the word iPhone killer, or it's like the iPhone but better because ... an awful lot over the next 60 to 90 days.
Still, investors have faith in Steve Jobs and Apple after considering the strong demand for iPods and evaluating the iPhone. Investors have pushed Apple stock up 40% this year. Still, if the iPhone turns out to be not as cool and as trendy as expected, Apple stock could falter. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.